Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be able to just read with you and or for you, over you, and pray for you as well. Today I'm reading Exodus chapter 15, verses 16 through 27 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, remember from yesterday, this is the song that Moses is singing with the Israelites after passing through the Red Sea. Terror and dread falls on them. By the greatest of your arm, they are still as a stone, until your people pass over, Yahweh, until your people you have purchased pass over. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Yahweh, which you have made for yourself to dwell in, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands have established. Yahweh will reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Yahweh brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the middle of the sea. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dances. Miriam answered them, "Sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has thrown the horse and his rider into the sea." Moses led Israel onward from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they couldn't drink from the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, its name was called Marah. The people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Then he cried to Yahweh. Yahweh showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them. He said, "If you will diligently listen to Yahweh your God's voice, and will do that which is right in his eyes, and will pay attention to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh who heals you." They came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. They encamped there by the waters. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I thank you that you are the God who heals us. And so I lift up my friends today listening who are just battling things in their health. Maybe it's cancer, maybe it's a long-term chronic condition or pain that they've had for a really long time, or maybe they just recently had an injury. Lord, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the one who heals. And so I just beseech you, to use an old word, I beseech you to heal my friend. And as they listen to these words, and as they pray as well, may they be healed and be made as new. And Lord, I know that we can't know your mind. We can't know everything you're thinking, and we certainly don't know all the plans that you have for us. And I know that in this world we will have trouble, and you've instructed us to take heart that you've overcome the world. So we rest in all of those things. Even if you don't heal us, Lord, whether it be in our emotions or our relationships or in our physical body, even if you don't, even if we struggle and walk with a limp, even if there's a thorn in the side of our flesh like Paul had, who was the great apostle, even if, and most likely that is true, we will walk with a limp, we will have a thorn in our flesh, we will have a broken relationship. Those things are causing us to run to you. So even if they're not resolved, even as we pray and ask and seek you to change that thing that bothers us and hurts us and harms us, even if not, Lord, we choose today to praise you. We choose today to worship you. We choose today to look forward to the day when all of our tears will be wiped away. Thank you so much for the exercise we had in working through and walking through the book of Revelation, where we realize that all will be made well. All manner of life shall be made well. And we're so grateful. I believe that was Julian of Norwich that said that, to give her credit. But we look forward to that day when sin is no more. I so look forward to that time when I will not battle it anymore, that my heart will be 100% pure without bad motives and without bad actions and won't hurt people. It will be so helpful and lovely. And Lord, I also am reminded about how quickly the Israelites turned from praise to complaint. And so, Lord, as we look at that, within 3 days of having this amazing deliverance, they were complaining and losing faith. And so, Lord, help us to maintain our faith in you, even after a mountaintop experience, and even because of that mountaintop experience, Lord. Some of us have just experienced something amazing, and then days later, we're complaining and whining. So, Lord, help us to stay in that posture of praise. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is brought to you today by Deborah Ann Saint, and she has written a book called The Elephant Gospel. And one of the things I love about her is that she's giving away the first 6 chapters free in audio if you go to theelephantgospel.com. And this is a book for those of you who have a hard time believing that you're forgiven, hard time believing that you're loved. Maybe you've tried Christianity and you just feel like, I just can't measure up. I'm never going to be okay. And God seems like this nitpicker in the sky. Well, this is a book for you. And so thank you so much, Deborah, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And thank you for working through your own issues and your own stress and your own journey to find Jesus to be amazing, forgiving, more beautiful, more multifaceted than we ever could have imagined. So thanks again, Deborah, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you would like to be a sponsor at Pray Every Day, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com. Prices are, because of our big views that we've been having, prices are going to go up soon. So get that email in today. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that the Lord made you and created you to worship Him.